is a leaf that the seasons tear off and condemn. They will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem.
I love that Leonard Cohen. When I was 15 years old, I had two heroes, two people I wanted to look like. I mean, I had more heroes than just two, but specifically people that I wanted to look like. One was Leonard Cohen. The other was Dustin Hoffman as Ratso Rizzo. Yes, indeed. I like that Ratso Rizzo. I thought he was a handsome, funky guy, and I would get into the posture and the little abrupt animated movements, and it wasn't like I was imitating him from Midnight Cowboy. Well, maybe I was 16, I don't know. But anyway, it was just that I really thought he was cool. Cigarette in my mouth, my hair sweep back, a little bit of peach fuzz on my face. Yeah. Anyway, we are talking about the fear of cranial remodeling. And, you know, it's only fearful when you are responding to it as an anomaly. For cultures, as I've mentioned, it was a thing. You know, you have this this cranial remodeling as an aesthetic and pseudoscientific thing. You know, that goes back into the Americas and into Eurasia. And I mean, it is as recent as the 20th century in France. Conehead! Yeah! Then there's the study of phrenology. You certainly have heard of phrenology, I would hope, where the bumps on your head. This was like in the 18th century, and especially in the 19th century, promoted that the bumps on your head signified different kinds of characteristics, you know, in terms of mental faculties, in terms of memory, in terms of character. It was a real science for a while, and, you know, it kind of fed into, you know, later on with... you know, folks like Broca, not Tom Broca, but Broca, who examined the brain areas of speech, memory, the frontal cortex. All these things were very, you know, defining. I mean, the brain is not a computer. The brain is not a specific, site-specific thing in all cases. There is some crosstalk. And, you know, if you lose a function, say physically a function, you have what is called collateral sprouting. And it's a wonderful thing. It can subserve increasing the restoration or enhancing the restoration of that particular function. I don't want to get too far afield because we're talking about big lumpy heads. But the idea is there's been a lot of progress in psychiatry and in neurology because of the studies of all these phrenologists and Penfield, you know, who actually would expose the brain to different stimuli, which would have that person recall things, you know, things that had to do with submerged memories and things. And I think, you know, I never have been hypnotized. I would like to be. No, I wouldn't like to be. But, forget about it, okay? Forget about it for right now. We'll get back to it maybe a little bit later. A lot of stuff, a lot of fascinating stuff to talk about in this field of big heads and the brains within. But I want to tell you, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. And I'm your host, Doc Anomia, and this is Wound Liquor. And you know what time it is? It's also time for the radio calendar. And here are my friends for right now. Well, they're always my friends, but as far as the events in the community until the community page is updated, I want to crow and strum about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. I was in Charleston last week, and I was wondering if the Charleston started in Charleston, South Carolina. Ha-cha-cha-cha! The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, Chapter 339, and that's located on 400 Cedar Avenue in the north side of Pittsburgh. Food and refreshments are available, but reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. And my friends, that, as it were, is the RCT radio calendar. And that's heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m. If you or your organization has an event to include in the WRCT radio calendar, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Now, let us scrawl and crawl into events that have to do with music. All right, today being Thursday, the 17th of October, I love October. Oh, I got to tell you this. Next Thursday on Wound Liquor and on Halloween, two special Halloween editions of Wound Liquor. You need to listen to this. You need to be here. I will haunt the crap out of you, okay? It'll be really, really great. Trust me, it will. Okay, anyway, back to the radio music calendar. Today, at 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, you have Pigeon Pit, Rain Blakeman, Cracklin' Racket, No Jane, and Frog Legs. At 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you have J.L. Coven with David Kay. At 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, you have Bathe Alone with Valley View. At 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, you have Chris Webby with Greaves and Ryan Oakes. At 8 p.m. at Spirit Hall, you have Tiger's Jaw with Oso Oso and Snoozer. At 8 p.m. at the Spirit Lodge, you have Aberrant Kingdom. It's a record release show with Tony from Bowling and Dog Meat. 8 p.m. Thunderbird, you have John Craigie with Trey Birch. Now, tomorrow, being Friday, the 18th of October, at 7 p.m. at Preserving Underground, you have Deadlands and Oxymorons. At 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, you have Teenage Halloween with Tiny Stills, Farseek, and Upsetting. At 7:30 p.m. at Sunny Hill, you have Squirrel Hillbillies, must be from Squirrel Hill, And 8 p.m., you have Club Cafe with J.D. Clayton and Leon Mastin. And at 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, you have Sam and Jam Sandwich. No, you have Sam Jam Sandwich. No, you have Sam Jam Witch. Sam Jam Witch. Sam Jam Witch. At 8 p.m. now, Government Center, you have Gina Gori, Late, Gage, and the Zells. Yeah, man. At 8 p.m. at Spirit Hall, you have Holder with One of Nine. And at 8 p.m. at Thunderbird, you have Morris. Yeah, with Starcrawler. Okay, all right, okay, all right. We go back now. We go back to what the show is about, and that is music and healing. Music and healing.
Hi, dear Mr. Master Keith Richards. Mr. Richards, hi. My name is Mr. Paul Moralia, and my already trademark group stage name is Mr. Paul Super Apple. You might have heard of me many times in California and New York City. Spent a lot of time, about 2.5 years in California, trying to get my songs recorded and produced, and no one would listen, of course. And in New York, for a little while, to all the record recording studios, day and night, night and day and everything, but no one would listen. And many times in Atlantic Records, a few times up in your Rolling Stones office. Tell me something. Do you still have that old good couch? I get a kick out of that. Met Ron Wood, your buddy, in California in 1981 in the green room of the old Merck Griffin Theater. Time you had Tattoo You Out. Wonderful album. I've been a fan of yours ever since before you even began the group. Well, we admired what you and the other guys of the Stones, Mick, have done. But you, the way you play, you're just awesome. Your guitar work is unbelievable. History, living legend. Period, Zipple, everything. Beautiful. And a great friend of all the Beatles. And Eric Clapton, too, your buddy. And I got a kick out of you two, you, Keith, and Eric Clapton, when you were in the movie with Chuck Berry on his movie there. And you did a wonderful job directing that, the song and the music and everything. And when you and Eric looked at each other on stage and laughed, because he would let you stop. Chuck kept on wanting you to go over and over. It was really a riot. You know what I mean. Keith, you did a wonderful solo album, the best, and I'll tell you something, I'm so proud of you, I love you so much. I went out and bought your album because I love you, that's why I bought your album. Your album is terrific too. I made everybody go and buy your album. All the times I try, Keith, to let people, give them a chance to record my good music, my tunes, and they wouldn't give you a chance. Like I know it happens to all of us great musicians who work hard and believe in what we do. But it would be nice, and if you like my songs, it would be wonderful if you produced them. I couldn't think of anyone more to produce my songs than you. All of the people say I write like another Mr. Master Paul McCartney. So I'll let you have my telephone number after these songs. And Keith, thank you very much. More than thank you. I'd love to meet you too. Maybe you want to do all these songs. Thank you. Here they are. Bye.
ella me invita a gozar. Pero yo que me siento tan feliz muy cerca de ti y poder bailar.
A bailar, a gozar, el sabor que tiene contamina. A bailar, a gozar, el sabor que tiene contamina.
Para bailar, para gozar, everything's fine, just fine.
website for a little bit of fun.
Token.
http://www.www.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Butter, gasoline, meat, butter.
My hands don't feel greasy.
Also, next.
Carousel record spin, so do carousels. Tune in to our joint rotating show every Monday at 6 p.m. and step away from your keyboard into Loja de Mestre, André, and hear potentially anything. Brought to you by Leah, Mestre André, and Colette. And round we go.
Yes. Yes.
I never realized that I'd be taking care of a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old on my own. I think men can be a little stubborn sometimes where pride gets in the way and they may want the help, they may not know how to ask. With my traditions, with the family support in line, and just with my mind frame, I was able to turn a negative into a positive. I knew I needed more tools in my toolbox to take care of these little girls that had just lost their mother. It's time for me to be that father that I knew I could be. I think just being that good role model as well, that models good behavior in front of them, going to work every day, coming home and being able to put on that smile. The biggest reward about being a dad is sitting back and watching your kids be happy.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Record roulette with DJ Sideways Peachy on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Tuesdays at 3 only on WRCT.
Well, we've got about 12 or so minutes left. And hi, it's Dr. Nomia. I just wanted to part on good terms. Well, we always part on good terms. I want to let you know, please, please, next week, tune into the Wound Liquor Special Halloween Show. The first, hopefully, in a series of Halloween shows. Actually, that will be next Thursday. As I think it's the 24th, as well as it continues, the Halloween fun continues on the 31st, Halloween. Actually, Halloween. All right? Okay. All right. So, bye-bye. Thanks. We still have about 12 minutes or so, and 11 minutes. So, bye. Have a good time. Bye.
Today to speak to a headliner. In fact, they call him the godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite, and the hardest working man in showbiz. But very soon, he may be known as the defendant. Grammy-winning soul singer James Brown is about to embark on a South American tour, but it's this tour that prompted his latest brush with the law. Brown says that he and his wife had an argument because she wasn't going on the tour with him. Adrian Brown and South Carolina police say that in the argument, it resulted, as a matter of fact, in Brown assaulting his wife with a lead pipe and firing a gun at a car that she was in. These are charges that Brown denies. He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well,
yeah.
Are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music, and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No. Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very easy. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm
we have more that we have to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Yeah.
Now, I understand that you already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
You
look
good.
I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are. Now, you're involved in publishing a gospel magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Second Coming. It's out of Augusta, Georgia, the anchor. Joseph P. Young is the editor, and James Brown is one of the advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming. It features on this week. I think we have the Pope and I believe the Williams brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we'll have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover. Ted, where you at?
James, we want to thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and giving
a minute,
us an opportunity.
Got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to tell other things.
Okay,
go ahead. I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me as though you're not troubled by any of this at all.
This is a man's world.
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while, we forget.
Get up on
we've remembered again. James, good luck on your tour. Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
Okay, hasta luego to you too. Bye now. Thank you for being with us today. One of the nice things about this program is we're flexible. We kind of go with the flow of what's happening at the moment. Hope you will too, but stay safe. Won't you look both ways? We'll look for you again tomorrow.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street, in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We'll be right back.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense. We'll be right back.